This is Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
That's right. You are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Good Sunday morning to you. In the studio with me, I have the lovely Miss Rochelle Tafoya, who is the Vice President of Communications for Planned Parenthood. Gulf Coast.
That's right.
Yes. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, no problem. So Planned Parenthood has been around for quite some time. Yes. For those who may not know what it is about, what all do you all offer?
Well, we have been here in Houston for nearly 80 years. Nationally,
oh, wow.
We're coming up on our 100th anniversary. And we provide reproductive health care for women and men. That's basic health care, women coming in for a well woman exam, for birth control. Men come in and get STD testing, HIV testing, treatment for STDs, HPV vaccine. Lots and lots of basic preventive health care is offered at Planned Parenthood.
And that's pretty much the mission of Planned Parenthood.
That's right. It's preventive health care, making it accessible and affordable for people. We have 7 health centers all across Houston, and we're here waiting and hoping that people will come to us and get the health care they need so they can be healthy and get on with the rest of their lives.
It's a great program, and I'm wondering how... Or do you know how it all came about? Was it did the government, you know, put this together way back when, or a certain individual? How did Planned Parenthood come about? Because it's very prevalent and very well needed.
Absolutely. Well, it started in Brooklyn in New York by Margaret Sanger and her sister and some women who came together and said, we need to help women in our communities and across Brooklyn, where they found that women were dying because of repeated childbirth or in childbirth, leaving behind infants and children, and said, we need to let women know how to plan pregnancies. We need to let them know about contraception. And so they started giving information to women about how can you space a pregnancy so that you can be healthy and your children can be healthy. And then from there, well, they were immediately put in jail because that was against the decency laws at the time. And so from there, more and more communities started saying, we need to provide this kind of health care. Same thing here in Houston. It started where Sam Houston Park is right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was something called the Maternal Health Center that was started by a physician and some women who said, we need to provide the same kind of information to women in our community. And it started with just information. And now we have 7 health centers across Houston providing all sorts of health care for women, whether they're insured or not.
7?
Yes.
Wow. And what are those locations?
Our main location is over by University of Houston off of the Gulf Freeway. We're also in Northwest Houston off of 290, Southwest over on Bel Air Avenue in Dickinson. And we also have one in Spring. Have I mentioned all of them?
Yeah.
I lost count, but we're across Houston, and you can go to our website, ppgulfcoast.org. And find a health center, or you can call 1-800-230-PLAN and get connected to a health center near you.
Now, how did you get involved with Planned Parenthood? Is serving the community something that's always been, you know, one of the things that you've been interested in?
Absolutely. I grew up knowing that I had to do something, I had to get involved, and have actually proudly always worked for a nonprofit or for government, helping getting the word out and active, you know, being an activist and advocating for people. And certainly for me, coming from a family where we didn't really talk about sexuality was something that I had seen in my family, where young women were getting pregnant before they graduated from high school, or with, you know, not being able to achieve their goals. I said, I need to figure out how not to do that, how I can do what I want to do in life. And happened upon Planned Parenthood early in life, and have been here at this affiliate helping this work for the past 10 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you enjoy that. I see that you love serving. I can just tell in your eyes. So with everything that you all offer, like, what are some of the success stories that you have heard or that have come out of Planned Parenthood?
There's so many, really. I think that every single day, one of the differences in my job is I'm out here talking to, you know, lots and lots of people, although I don't see their face. Mm-hmm. And our health center assistants are really the people who are helping individuals every single day. And I had a boss who used to say, you know, we're changing the world one person at a time, giving people information, giving them health care, giving them that peace of mind is just priceless. And really, that's what we're trying to do every day, giving people the health care, being here so that they can get the health care they need, get the information that they need to, like I said, go on and stay in school, stay in their jobs, plan when they want to become a parent and be the best parent they possibly can be. I think now, you know, November, we're starting on the 15th, the Affordable Care Act enrollment.
Yes.
That's a huge opportunity for people in our community who don't have health insurance. And we'll have people in all of our health centers who are certified application counselors to help people learn more about what's available to them and help them sign up for health insurance. So I think that's a really big success story.
Yeah, that's incredible. And actually, you kind of took my next question because I wanted to touch on, you know, Obamacare and all that it provides. And so if you out there listening need some assistance, you all offer assistance with them signing up to get enrolled in all of that?
That's right. That's right. We have certified application counselors at all of our health centers in Houston. Mm-hmm. And so people can go to our website again, ppgulfcoast.org. They can learn more online if they'd like that way. And then they can also go to one of our health centers and get more information. Actually, there will be someone there who can help answer some of the questions and help them get started along the process.
I think that it's a great thing that President Obama has done with the healthcare law, even though now I understand that it's going back to the Supreme Court for some provision or something in there that they, you know, want to change or to try to prevent that. So let's say if the Supreme Court, whatever this thing is that they're trying to roll back with Obamacare, where do you think that that would leave the people who need health insurance and those that come through Planned Parenthood?
Well, you know, we've been here helping people who didn't have health insurance for so many years, and this has really been a huge advance for so many, and particularly here in Houston, where we have the highest rate of uninsured in the entire nation, and which is just a shame when we have the best medical center in the world. And so this law has helped open those doors for people who have been coming to Planned Parenthood or some other community health center. There is a healthcare safety network, but it's really not enough to meet the need in our community. And so without it, people don't, you know, their lives won't really be as rich and they won't be able to live them as fully as they could. It's so simple for people to continue going to school, going to work, if they're just healthy, if they know how to stay healthy, if they can get the medication they need, if they can get the checkups on a regular basis so they don't get sick in the first place. It really is such a fundamental right and such a fundamental need. And that's why at Planned Parenthood, we just think this is fantastic and we want to let more and more people know about it and really help them get signed up so they can get the health care they need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you all cover just a wide variety of services, from general health care to men's sexual health, pregnancy, of course, relationships and sex and sexuality. So many different services offered. One that stood out to me, men's sexual health. What is the big thing there with men coming in, and what is it that they want to know or that they try to find out? Is there are they trying to get checked up about something? Are they just asking questions about, you know, certain things?
It's a mix of both of what you describe. Mainly, you know, for women, for so often it was women come in for their annual exam, right? You'd come in, you'd get a pap test, you get a breast exam, and you'd get a screening for sexually transmitted infections. And for men, men don't usually like to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And But we do have a lot of men who come in, and some of our clinicians say, you know, men come in for their annual exam, and their annual exam is to get a full screening for STDs, for sexually transmitted infections, just to find out. I mean, it's advised that women and men do that when they have a new relationship, when they have a new partner.
Sure.
But for men, it would, a lot of times they'd come in for their, you know, quote unquote annual exam and get a full screening and find out about maybe symptoms they might be having that aren't sexually, aren't an infection, maybe get treatment if they need it, and also mm-hmm. advice on how to reduce any risks that they have. And a lot of men come in with their partners and mm-hmm. say, oh, you know, it's a new relationship. We're going to both come in here and we're both going to get tested and make sure that we're healthy and everything's okay. And so, and right now in November, we started doing free HIV tests every Monday. And that's certainly for men and for women. But again, it's another opportunity for women and men to come in with their partners and to get a free HIV test. We know HIV transmission is, again, unfortunately, really, you know, there's a lot of transmission, high transmission rates here in Houston and in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Planned Parenthood is about prevention. And so if we can offer that for people so that they know their status and learn about risk reduction, we think that's a great service for people.
Yeah, I saw some startling numbers a few weeks ago about kids between 18 and 24
mm-hmm.
that are just, the numbers are just spiking mm-hmm. up with the HIV infection rate among that, you know, that age block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that age group. Tell me more about your HIV program.
We have here in Houston a full staff of HIV counselors and risk reduction counselors. They actually are generally out in the field. They don't stay in the health centers. They're mm-hmm. out on campuses, at health fairs, in bars, in the community, providing HIV testing and some other testing for sexually transmitted infections. That's, you know, they go to where people need them. But this starting this month, they're also stationed in our health centers to provide free HIV testing and syphilis testing, which again is another sexually transmitted infection that has high rates here in Houston. So that's something that we started, I think, in the mid 80s, doing HIV risk reduction, counseling, and testing, because again, it was a need in our community.
Absolutely.
It was, you know, unfortunately at the time, you know, again, something that, because it's sexually oriented, a bit of a taboo. And we said, you've got to step in. You can't just let these things kind of go over to the side. You've got to come in with information and help people with prevention and treatment and really get this out in the open, because this is about healthcare, and we need to just talk about it and take care of each other.
You know, I find it funny that, you know, when it comes to talking about sex, you know, sexuality and all of that, you know, we're a bit shy, or we're, you know, we kind of shun away from it. However, also at the same time, it's always in our face. You know,
right.
Things just in today's culture, be it the music, in movies, on television shows, everything is so hyper sexualized.
Right.
I mean, it's just really out of control. I mean, it has no chill. I wish, you know, we could pull it back a little bit. But having said all of that, sex has been around for, what did I say? What, I saw this somewhere. 325 million years,
right.
Way before the institution of marriage,
right.
And you know, the way that we live today. But yet, it's still not talked about a lot when it comes to sexual health.
Right.
And I know you mentioned you said chlamydia is mm-hmm. one another sexual transmitted infection that mm-hmm. is high here,
and syphilis,
and syphilis mm-hmm. here in Houston. Talk about syphilis. Like, that is that one of the ones that doesn't show symptoms right offhand, and that you can actually probably have it for a while until it starts messing with your brain, or, you know, something or another. And I remember that from an episode of Law and Order, and I was like, wow, syphilis can
right.
do that?
Well, that's why, you know, there's some, just to get into sort of the way you refer to things, there's sexually transmitted infections, and some people say sexually transmitted diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And the point you just made is the difference between the two. Diseases usually cause some sort of symptom. There's something that is causing a discomfort or a change, And a lot of times, or many times, there are sexually transmitted infections that show no symptoms. Mm-hmm. Some don't show symptoms in men, some don't show symptoms in women, and you may be carrying them. And mm-hmm. like you said, that's why it's so important that if you have a new partner or on a regular basis, that you go get tested and make sure that you do a full screen, because if you say, oh, I'm just going to do an HIV test, that's fantastic. But you really should get a full screen for chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, to make sure you know, oh, everything is fine.
Yeah.
I can continue practicing, you know, my safe sex practices, or something popped up positive, I should, you know, get treatment and also find out how I can reduce future transmission or infecting, you know, my partner, et cetera. So it's really important to talk about these things, learn about them, and certainly talk about them with your provider.
Absolutely. How can one, you know, sign up or to be a part if they're listening and, you know, they don't have health insurance, but, you know, they've realized that something in their body is maybe a little different, a little off. How can one, you know, come see you all? Is the services, are they free? Do I need to sign up? Is there a waiting list? How does that work?
They should go to, there's a variety of ways, right? So they can go online to ppgulfcoast.org. And there they'll be prominently find a health center. They can punch in their zip code. They can call 1-800-230-PLAN. That's PLAN. And then they punch in the zip code again, where they are nearest, or maybe, you know, where if it's easier to go near where you work, et cetera, they'll connect you right away with the health center. And our call center will set you up and say, what are you looking for? Are you coming in for a checkup? Do you have symptoms? Are you looking for birth control? And can get you set up with an appointment, whether you have insurance or not, if you're on Medicaid. We accept a lot of different insurance programs, and our call center will help and let you know, give you an estimate of what the costs may be. We have financial assistance for some cases. So it's all a matter of accessibility and working with you to figure out how you can get the care that you need at that particular moment.
And that is so important. And the website again, where they can go?
It's PP, like Planned Parenthood, Gulf Coast, GULFCOAST.org.
ppgulfcoast.org, and there you can find out all of the information that you need. You know, abortion is a pretty hot button issue, especially here in the state of Texas. You've got these men, which I personally feel don't have any right at all to tell a woman who, what, when, where, and how, you know, to care for her body or what she should do with it. Do you all offer counseling and that sort of thing when it comes to abortion with Planned Parenthood?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what you know, and including prevention, information, and options is what those are priorities for us. We trust women, and we know that an individual, will make the best decision for herself, for her situation, for her family. And so we provide a woman with all the information that she needs. It's medically accurate. It's non-judgmental. It's not leaning one way or the other. It's putting everything out on the table and saying, you should consider these things, and you make the decision that is best for you, for your family, for yourself. Talk to somebody that you trust and you love if you'd like to do that. But here's the information. And we think that's really seems so basic and so, again, goes back to respecting people and women in particular as intelligent individuals who really are the only people who are walking in their shoes at the moment.
Yeah.
We are not walking in anyone else's shoes but our own, and we need to trust each other.
Yeah. Body image is another thing that is one of the prevalent things in our society, in our culture, because, you know, we see these celebrities who seem to have the perfect body. Case in point, this past week, Kim Kardashian just naked on the cover of this, you know, paper magazine that's in New York. And my first thought was, you know, well, this is what the Kardashians do. I mean, this right. is it's their MO. But, you know, I've heard some girls say, well, she's a mother. She should be ashamed of that. And then there's other. And I was surprised at that. Like, hey, if you got it, you know, flaunt it.
But then I
also hear like, oh, well, I'm thinking about going, you know, to try to get some work done so I can look like her. Mm-hmm. How do you all deal with, you know, one that's coming in that's having a problem with how they look and they want to do some altering changes? You know, what are you all's words of encouragement to that? How do you tackle a body image with some of your clients?
You know, I can't speak for our nurse practitioners who are dealing with this because they're doing a lot of different kinds of screenings. They're not just providing, you know, a pap test or a breast exam. They're doing, you know, some screenings, certainly for domestic violence and making sure that they're in a respectful relationship if they are in one. And so I'm not exactly sure how they would talk to them about something like that other than, you know, what's rooted in sort of, again, what I said earlier, trusting women and mm-hmm. really asking them to examine all of the information and make the decision that's really truly theirs,
mm-hmm.
that it's not being pressured by anyone or, you know, it's difficult, as you mentioned, to not be pressured by what we see every single day in the media and hear about what might be the ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that would likely be something that would be part of that conversation. Think about where this is coming from,
mm-hmm.
this desire to alter your body, and think about what is really best for you and weigh those decisions. And then ultimately trusting women to make the best decision that's best for them.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I look at someone like actress Renee Zellweger, who looks like a totally different person with mm-hmm. this new plastic surgery that she has gotten done. But, you know, her thing is, hey, you know, I'm happy and, you know, I'm living my life and, you know, basically this is none of you all's business. So handle about your own. And I get that. But to be a woman today in this day and age with all of the pressures of, should you keep the baby, even though you know that you can't afford another child or that you've been raped and all of that, you know, the issue with body image mm-hmm. and, you know, just all of the pressures of a woman. I will say to you, Rochelle, like I could not be a woman. You all are the strongest species on the planet to me.
You'll get
the
no argument
woman
here.
Woman is the strongest with everything that you put up with, you know, us, the boneheaded men. what you go through monthly, with what you go through with childbirth and just everything. You all are the strongest, and you're hearing me say this right here today for the Houston audience. Women are the most strongest species on the planet, point blank and the period, to me.
So, I love it. Let's put it on a billboard.
So if someone is listening and they're like, well, hey, well, do you all offer jobs? Maybe mm-hmm. I can volunteer. Right. How can one do that?
Same thing. Go to our website, ppgulfcoast.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. And you can sign up for our newsletters. You can sign up for volunteering. We have a lot of different volunteer opportunities, and our volunteer coordinator sends out newsletters that says here are some opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up on the legislative session beginning in January, and we always have an annual lobby day when all of our volunteers and our supporters and our advocates get on buses here in Houston, and we go to the Capitol and we talk about women's health and why it's important. So there are many opportunities for people to get involved, either, you know, helping just volunteer at an event or helping with a project or, you know, advocating. Just get out there and talk to your elected official and say, I'm one of your constituents and I think you need to support women's health care.
Absolutely. So log on to ppgulfcoast.org. My last question. Funding, yes,
mm-hmm.
that is it. Can people donate? How are you all funded? How do you all get your money?
Yes, you can donate. We are happy to accept donations because those donations go right into helping the community getting the services that they need. So again, you can go to ppgulfcoast.org and there's a slash on this one, donate.
Okay.
And there are links that they can donate online. We have different events. We have a young professionals group, and every other month we have events called Cocktails for a Cause. Hmm. So we will have one, I believe, coming up in January, so after the new year. But you can, again, if you go to the website, you'll see that will be posted on where that particular cocktail hour is. And it's just meeting up with young people who are supporting Planned Parenthood and progressive issues and have cocktail and chat yeah. with other people. And we have events. Luncheons. We just had a gala last month. So there are a lot of different opportunities to actually come and meet other people who support Planned Parenthood and donate, or you can just do it online.
Absolutely. So for all of you out there, the website is ppgolfcoast.org. And you can also follow them on Facebook, Twitter. I see you guys also have a Tumblr, and you're on Google Plus and Pinterest as well.
All over
social media.
You can find us for sure.
Yeah, so the services are incredible. Log on to the website and get all of your information there. Planned Parenthood, 80 years here in the city of Houston. That is absolutely incredible.
It really is.
And the services that you all offer are just as amazing as long as you all have been around. So I thank you coming through and that's getting the word out there more about the great services that you all offer at Planned Parenthood. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Rochelle Tafoya, the Vice President of Communications for Planned Parenthood. You are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
We'll be back with more Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.